Hello, I'm Jay Cruz, HealthyLife.net News at 7 anchor, and here's today's News at 7 Super Segment.
Welcome to Science and Technology News here on the News at 7. I'm James Bean. 10 products that claim to protect people from 5G cell networks are themselves found to be radioactive, according to Dutch authorities. One of those cases of be careful what you're fearful of. You may create a weird situation where the thing that you're fearful of comes right to you. Several products that claim to protect users from energy from 5G cell networks were found to be radioactive, according to Dutch authorities. The Dutch Authority for Nuclear Safety and Radiation Protection, or NSRP, urged users of 10 products on the market, including certain sleeping masks, necklaces, and bracelets for kids, marketed to be protective somehow against 5G cell networks, to stop using or wearing them immediately. Put them away safely and await for return instructions, unquote. Researchers found that the products contain radioactive substances, and as a result, they continuously emit ionizing radiation, which can damage tissue and DNA, the agency said. Even though the amount of radiation measured on the examined products was low, health damage cannot be completely ruled out, which can include the reddening of the skin. So this is a very low-level radiation from these products. But if people are wearing them 24/7, sleeping with them for 7 hours a night, you know, it adds up. The sellers in the Netherlands, known to the ANVS, have been told that the sale is prohibited and must stop immediately, and that they must inform their customers about this, the agency said. 5G, or fifth generation, is the latest wireless mobile phone technology, which is expected to increase the performance in a wide range of applications, faster downloads, you know, better streaming for movies, and so on. According to the World Health Organization, after much extensive research, no adverse health effect has been causally linked with exposure to wireless technologies, unquote. And even though only a few studies have analyzed the frequencies used by 5G, no consequences for public health are anticipated, provided that the overall exposure remains below international guidelines. I wonder if the frequencies are the same in the Netherlands as in the U.S. Sometimes countries have different frequencies, you know, for various purposes. I wonder if it's the same or a different set of frequencies there in the Netherlands and other European countries. Back to the news article. However, that hasn't stopped a growing market of anti-5G devices around the world, which are largely fueled by conspiracy theories. Products ranging from cell phone cases to pregnancy clothes to hats for kids can be easily found on Amazon and Etsy. The products identified by ANVS include a bracelet, necklace, and a sleeping mask made by, I won't say the brand name here, and a necklace, a silicone bracelet, and a sport boost bracelet with negative ions, quote unquote. So there you have it, you know, certain products. I don't know why they would put some kind of questionable ionizing radiation in these things. I don't know, to cancel some other kind of radiation or signal or something. I don't know why. But anyway, that is one major thing that's being recalled that is in the news. In other news, the James Webb Space Telescope is shortly due to launch, and it is a launch of terror. It's one of those terrifying things where so many things have to go right. You know, this thing is folded up and stuffed into a rocket, so the rocket has to take off safely. Then the probe, the James Webb Space Telescope, has to get to the correct orbit, and it has to unfold. There are so many things that have to go right in order for this thing to work. And so it is a launch of terror coming very soon. And best wishes for the James Webb Space Telescope to be able to safely deploy to orbit. And then it's got to get to the orbit around the Earth, you know, and everything has to deploy. Solar panels have to deploy properly. It's one of the last missions where you have like a huge probe stuffed into a small rocket. And there is the concern that in the cold temperatures of space, not everything that's supposed to unfold will properly unfold. And then you have something that's stuck, and then your mission is stuck, and there is no replacement parts that can be brought to the James Webb Space Telescope. Like back in the days of Hubble, when there were some serious errors right from the start with the Hubble mission. But the space shuttle retrofitted the Hubble with the correct mirror, and the out-of-focus early days of Hubble got repaired, and the telescope went on to become a glorious success over the decades and still is in service to this day. So hopefully all shall go well this time around with the James Webb Space Telescope and its deployment, so that we may observe in the infrared part of the spectrum, you know, all sorts of amazing, well, there's lots of amazing science it's supposed to do, viewing extrasolar planets, perhaps looking for Planet 9 in the outer reaches of the solar system, examining asteroids, and examining planets in orbit around other stars, extrasolar planets, and it is just going to have a long list of tasks that will help open up the universe to us as we've never seen it before. So it's like a certain degree of blindness or cataracts are going to be removed, and humanity will get to see better across the cosmos. For Science and Technology News, I'm James Bean.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to come back again to hear tomorrow's super segment and catch the HealthyLife.net News at 7 live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Radio your way, HealthyLife.net.